This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
More coffee. Dad?
I'm sorry, Alistair.
Do you want to top up?
Oh, yes, please. Are we losing the war on drugs?
Beg pardon?
Well, this article, it's not very optimistic.
No.
It is rather ironic, I suppose.
What is?
The fact that one local purveyor of intoxicants is fated for his enterprise.
You're thinking of...
Toby Fairbrother.
Ah, of course.
While another has lost his liberty.
Freddie did knowingly break the law.
Oh, yes, I'm not defending him. And he is quite rightly suffering the consequences of his actions.
That sentence, though.
The tragedy is so are several innocent parties.
Like Elizabeth.
Especially Elizabeth. Poor woman must be in torment.
Morning, gents.
Good morning.
Oh, hi, Tony.
I've got salad leaves for Fallon. Oh, enjoying a brunch?
We certainly are.
It's becoming quite a habit.
Tony, I'm planning to visit Christine later on. Is there anything I should take her?
Not really. She's got everything she needs.
Apart from an intact hip.
Yes.
How's she doing?
Oh, it's early days, you know.
Yeah, of course.
She's starting to have physio and she's getting plenty of visitors.
Oh, good.
Not too many, I hope. I don't want to overwhelm her.
Oh, no. She'll be pleased to see you, Jim.
Good-o.
I'll just take this into Fallon.
Oh, did I say? Things are looking quite promising with Lovell James.
They're still willing to take on your current premises.
Well, it makes sense. They haven't got a surgery over this way, and they'd recruit an equine vet so we could make the most of all the specialist gear.
That Anisha persuaded you to buy.
Yes.
And what about Denise?
Looks like they're okay about her staying on.
Oh, that is good news.
That's one of the things I was most worried about.
She's been very loyal.
She has. Don't know what I'd do without her.
So, bright sunlit uplands then.
To an extent. The divorce is on the next stage. The practice looks like it's got a future. I'll have to look in more detail at the package they're offering, but I'll probably be off your back soon.
Off my back?
Yeah, I'll hopefully be able to move out, get a place of my own.
Oh.
So that's good news, isn't it?
Well...
Bet you can't wait.
Jim, a little bird told me I might find you here.
A little bird? Would that be a lesser Scottish babbler by any chance?
Yes. Very good. May I join you for a moment? Now, Jim, what it is, I've been working flat out on my Christmas show.
Which would be...
Still a secret. But the more it takes shape, the more convinced I am that it's absolutely essential you take part in it.
Yes, I keep forgetting that even though I'm only cooking for one, I do still need to have some food in the house.
I remember what it's like. Still, I'm sure you'll find something nice at the farm shop.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Sheila.
Morning.
Pat's on her way.
We're going over to see Auntie Chris.
Oh, good. I was there yesterday.
What did you think?
Well, she's obviously doing her best.
She just seems to have lost so much confidence.
Oh, it is very unsettling to have a fall like that. We can't expect miracles at her age.
No.
Anyway, if you'll excuse me, I'm taking a class at 12.
Oh, yes, yes, you get on.
Give her my love, Lillian.
We will.
It is a worry, isn't it?
I'll tell you who we're just as worried about, Tony.
We?
Jenny and me. This could have a massive impact on Mum. We need to talk it through.
Yes, you're probably right.
Jenny and Brian are out viewing houses all day. Are you free this evening?
Should be.
Good. Auntie Chris's accident was a terrible pity, but we've got to make sure it doesn't turn into a total disaster.
No, really.
But Jim, the village needs you.
I'm sorry, but at my advanced age...
Oh, please, you've got the vitality of a much younger man, hasn't he, Alistair?
Sorry, I'm not going to get involved. I'll go and settle up, Dad.
Oh, you don't have to. You should be talking to younger people, Linda. What about Kirsty, for example?
She's already on board.
Well, good. I shall look forward to enjoying her performance. But I think that the extent of my involvement will have to be as an enthusiastic spectator this time.
Very well. As you wish, Jim.
Is that it?
Of course. I'm not running a press gang.
So I won't drain my coffee to find the king's shilling at the bottom.
You won't. It's nice to see you and Alistair spending time together.
Yes. It's actually been very pleasant having him live with me.
Oh, I'm so pleased. Have you always been close?
If I'm honest, no. It's been a rare opportunity for us to...
bond?
I was trying to avoid that regrettable modern coinage, but yes.
Well, long may it continue.
Well, this arrangement will only be temporary, of course. I do hope we manage to retain our newfound closeness when he's settled in his new accommodation.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
Say what you like about Shula. She was very dutiful in inviting me round. I do wonder, once Alistair's in some executive apartment on a main road, how easy it will be to keep in touch. I can't help thinking of Christine and her son.
Oh, no, I'm sure it won't come to that.
Well, hopefully not.
Well, it's been very nice talking to you, Jim, but I must fly. The script is calling me.
Well, best of luck with it.
Thank you. Are you running the quiz at the ball tonight?
I am, and Alistair has volunteered to act as scorer.
Marvellous. I may see you there, then.
Thanks for coming over, Tony.
Oh, that's all right.
Jenny's been held up, house hunting. They aren't having much luck.
Really?
No. Did you know that they're looking for somewhere to rent?
Rent?
Yeah, apparently. They're not in a position to buy.
Oh, plenty of people do that nowadays, don't they? We did it for years.
I suppose so. Anyway, it's Chris we need to talk about tonight, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, as you know, Mum seems to think she'll be coming straight back to the lodge. We've got to nip that idea in the bud right away.
And finally, the quotation, "What is it you want, Mary? What do you want? You want the moon?" comes from It's a Wonderful Life.
So if you could mark the total for that round, I'll come and collect the sheets.
Jim!
What is it, Shula?
We put Bruce Almighty.
Which was an almighty error. Now, we'll have a short break before the next round.
No, Jim, I'm sure I remember it.
Shula, It's a Wonderful Life is a classic of the cinematic canon, directed by Frank Capra, starring James Stewart. I can assure
Actually,
you...
Actually, Jim, Shula is correct. You both are, in fact.
How can we both be correct?
In Bruce Almighty, that segment of It's a Wonderful Life is actually seen on television.
And the question wasn't about which film the quote originally comes from, was it?
But that was clearly the intention of the question.
Actually, Dad, I think they've got a fair point.
Really?
I could look it up online, if you like.
No. Oh, very well. I will also accept Bruce Almighty. Now, back in 5 minutes, please, for On This Day in History.
That was nice of you, Alistair.
Oh, you're welcome. Question was ambiguous, after all. Answer sheets,
I'd
please.
I already marked it as correct, anyway.
Oh, thanks for your support, Linda. Jim being as high-handed as ever.
Well, you got the better of him this time.
Yes.
You shouldn't be too hard on him, you know. He is a rather rarefied creature.
That's one word for him.
You can't expect him to be in touch with the real world in the way you are. Which is why you'd be an ideal person to be in my forthcoming Christmas production. Now, I can't reveal what it is yet, but I have just the part that would benefit from your grounded authenticity.
Grounded authenticity? Is that what I have?
In spades.
I see. Well, I'll have a think about it.
Excellent.
But I'm not making any promises.
Mum's really jumping the gun on this one. I can't see how the lodge is going to be suitable. No downstairs loo for a start.
When's the occupational therapist looking at the place?
Wednesday.
because that should establish what's feasible and what isn't.
Mm, but what I'm saying is, even if it can be converted in some way, we don't want Auntie Chris at home barely able to move, with Mum having to look after her.
They'd arrange for professional carers to come in, surely, probably several times a day.
But in between times, Tony, I mean, you know what Mum's like. If Chris wants the bathroom, she isn't going to tell her to wait for 2 hours. Remember what she was like chasing round after Jack?
That nearly saw her off.
Exactly. I love Chris, of course I do.
We all do.
But she's going to need proper round-the-clock care for a while. And there's no place in that for a 93-year-old, no matter how willing.
That was very impressive, Jim.
I'm sorry?
The flexibility you showed just now.
Oh.
Well, I take it you've never seen Bruce Almighty.
Oddly enough, no.
Well, to be honest, I only saw it because it was Robert's choice one evening. You and I, we're rather more in touch with the classics, aren't we?
That may well be true.
But when presented with new information, you were able to assimilate it and change direction.
When the facts change, I change my mind.
Ah. Voltaire.
John Maynard Keynes.
Precisely. So, if I were to give you fresh information about my Christmas show...
Such as?
May I use this pen? Thank you. Now, this is in the strictest confidence, of course. But the title of the production is... There.
Oh...
So, as you can see, it really does need someone with your academic rigour, your intellectual heft.
Very well, Linda.
Is that a yes?
Count me in.
Are you sure you don't want one?
No, I'm fine, Lillian, thanks. What did Peter say about it all?
Oh, well, he was completely focused on Auntie Chris.
Which is what you expect from her son.
Mm, wants her to have the best quality care.
As do we all.
But thinks she'll recover quickest at home.
Mum's home, in other words.
Mm. And having dropped that unhelpful thought, he hightailed it back to London.
Yeah, that isn't very helpful.
To say the least. Ooh. I mean, in an ideal world, maybe he's right, but he just doesn't understand the full implications.
So, what we're saying is that Auntie Chris needs somewhere temporary while she gets her mobility back.
Just so. Rehab care or something.
Well, why don't I investigate the possibilities?
Would you, Tony? Oh, you are an angel.
It shouldn't be too difficult.
That won't, but I'll tell you what will be.
What?
Getting Mum to see sense and agree.
Hey, Johnny, when you get to work, can you start...
Have you changed your shirt?
Yeah.
Ah. Did you get breakfast on the other one?
No, I just thought...
That Natasha would prefer that one.
No. Well, yes, sort of. Well, you know what she's like. She's very...
Hot.
Sophisticated.
You're so into her.
I like Natasha because of her brain and personality.
Yeah, yeah.
And anyway, this is strictly a business visit.
I believe you.
So anyway, as I was saying, can you start pulling some leaks first thing?
Okay.
I looked at them yesterday and there's a couple of rows about ready.
Morning.
Will do.
Oh, Tom, don't say you haven't washed your breakfast things up.
Oh, you can talk.
What do you mean? I haven't even had my breakfast yet.
Oh, it's all right, Hannah. They're my things. I'll wash them up in a minute, okay? There's no need to row about it.
Poor kid. Must be like living with Tom and Jerry. Oh, well, if it throws him off the scent... Is that a new shirt?
Is it too much?
What do you mean?
A bit posh for walking around the farm?
No.
Oh, I don't want Natasha to think I'm some kind of tailor's dummy.
You look fine. You've got to relax a bit, Tom.
Oh, I'm trying.
Don't get hung up on your past love life, no matter how tragic it was.
Oh, thanks.
Just focus on now. You're all right looking. Not bad in bed.
Ah.
Kind to animals. Well, up to the point they get made into sausages. You're very nearly a bit of a catch.
Is this you being supportive?
I mean it. If you want to pull this woman, you just need to try a bit less hard.
OK.
Right. Go out there and give it 85%.
So this is where you'll be planting your hazelnuts?
One of the fields, yes, Natasha.
How much are you planning to convert in total?
I've got the family to agree to 35 acres.
Which is actually a fair proportion of your total area, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about a quarter.
You must have been pretty persuasive.
Well, you know, it's a strong case.
It's a great aspect here. Nice and open. And the slope must be, what, southwest?
Pretty much. Maybe a bit more west.
Oh, soil looks good.
Deep alluvial. Some of the best on the farm.
That's what you want.
Yeah. To be honest, Dad's a bit nervous about it going under trees.
I can understand that. But honestly, you're doing the right thing. Your most fertile soils are exactly the ones you want to choose. What did you have in here before?
It was in the rotation, crops and grass.
Oh, you'll get a much better return under agroforestry. Well, you will if you do it right.
Well, that's what I absolutely intend to do. I'm so grateful for your advice, Natasha.
You're welcome. I'm really happy to help.
Especially as you're so experienced. With trees and orchards, I mean, of course.
Oh, of course. And I've got every confidence you're going to make a success of this.
Well, I'll do my best. Right, shall we move on? Show you where I thought the apple trees could go in.
Are you sure about that? Well, could you get him to ring me back anyway? Elizabeth Pargeter. Pargeter. All right, thank you.
It's such a shame when an elderly person has a fall like that. It can be a real game changer.
Yeah, and we're worried about the effect on my gran too. Yeah, but anyway, you don't need to bother about that, Natasha. You were saying about the veg boxes.
Yes. Are you offering fruit juice at the moment?
No.
Why not?
Well, there hasn't really been any demand.
I do think it might be worth considering, Tom.
Really?
I know it might be 4 to 5 years before you're producing your own product. But if you've already built a market for it, then you can easily switch to your own brand when it comes on stream.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense.
Hiya!
Oh, you remember you met Johnny the other week?
Yes, of course.
I was on my way to check the Angus's and I saw you, so I thought I'd pop over and say hello.
Hello.
See how things are going.
Oh, I'd say they're going well.
Yeah, Johnny's going to be running the dairy herd, so he's been doing a lot more with the Angus's recently.
The grandad's thing, really, but I need to get as much experience with cattle as possible.
Mm-hmm. Now you're getting back into milk. What are your plans for the Angus herd? Well,
Dad pretty much accepts they'll have to go.
Or at least be cut back a bit.
Mm. Yeah, I know what you're thinking.
I know it can be hard sometimes, but you do really need to keep focus on where the profit is.
Yeah, you know, Dad does get that. Well, you see, Johnny, this is what I meant when I was saying about Natasha's great business brain.
You've been talking about my brain, have you?
Well, a bit, I suppose.
So that's why my ears have been burning.
Elizabeth? Elizabeth?
Oh, Oliver.
Geraldine said to come through.
Right.
It is still convenient. We said we'd meet to review how things have been going.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, I've been talking to lawyers all day and... Anyway, please do sit down.
Oh, thank you.
Would you like some tea or something?
Oh, no, thanks. Have one at the hospital.
Hospital?
I've been visiting Christine.
Oh, how is she?
Well, she's doing her best to keep positive.
Good.
She's expecting to hear from the consultant tomorrow.
Oh, I haven't managed to get over to see her yet.
Well, I'm sure she realises you have an awful lot on your plate. But if you would like some feedback on the events we took over for you at Grey Gables...
Yes, of course.
I've got the figures and some thoughts on one or two of them. The Sampson-Hunsford nuptials went pretty well overall. We did have an emotional scene in the car park, but that can happen at any wedding, of course. Now, the Actuaries Conference. Only 76 delegates turned up out of a booked 88.
Oh.
Ironic, given that the job of actuaries is to predict the future. Mm-mm. Now, it might be worth tracking through the paperwork to see what happened.
Yes, we must get on to that.
And speaking of catering, There was something of a snafu with the chaps and chapesses from Forshant Limited. The environmental people?
Oh, of course.
The dietary requirements never got through to us, I'm afraid. So Ian had to do some very swift footwork to accommodate the halals, the vegans, the gluten-frees, the gluten-free vegans, the lactose intolerant, and, well, the simply intolerant.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Oliver. I really don't know how that happened, but...
Perhaps that's enough post-mortem. I thought you might also find it useful if we look forward to the coming winter season. I'm sure it's as busy for you as it is for us.
Yes, usually.
Now, you're probably over this crisis period now, but if there's anything we can do to help...
Well, we're planning a self-contained event for Halloween.
Oh, good.
Keeping it... Sorry, I just need to check this.
Oh, of course.
Oh, no, it's just a scale of charges. Sorry, where were we?
Your Halloween event?
Oh, yes. Well, the idea is to convert Lower Loxley into a spooky-themed treasure hunt location. Make it very family-orientated to make up for not being able to sell alcohol.
Sounds ideal. And when you say convert, what sort of things do you have in mind?
Well, you'd have to ask Geraldine.
I see.
She's got it all in hand.
A couple of lads from college are going over to Sam's place to watch Deadpool.
OK.
Probably get a pizza in or something.
Well, enjoy.
Hiya.
Evening. Everything all right?
Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
No reason.
I'll go get changed.
Well, don't mind us.
No, it's okay.
Oh, I wasn't actually arguing then, were you?
No.
Are we giving him a complex, Anna?
Oh, no, he's off round some mates.
Oh, fair enough.
But seriously, how did it go today?
Oh, it was awesome. Natasha really helped me firm up the balance between nut and fruit trees, and we're starting to make short lists of varieties.
Yeah, Tom, it's fascinating. But did anything happen? Did your shirt have the desired effect?
Oh, well, it wasn't like we were suddenly going to start making out in the Land Rover.
No, but...
But I think she might be into me.
Cool. And what gave you that idea?
The usual.
Body language?
Eye contact. Little jokes, her and me.
So what did you do about it?
Well, nothing.
You didn't make any kind of move? Ask her out on a date?
No.
Not even a might-be-social, might-be-a-date kind of thing?
Well, I felt a bit awkward.
We talked about this.
I don't mean about me. I meant about me and you. I didn't want to do anything while you and me, you know...
Oh.
Anna, these past
you
few
and
weeks,
me,
it's
we
been
aren't
brilliant.
Anything, Tom.
And I know
we're just
you
mates.
Yes, I get that. It's not a relationship or anything... But I didn't feel I could take things further with Natasha until I'd had a conversation with you.
You want to have a conversation with me?
Yes. You know...
Like talking about the weather?
No.
Brexit?
No.
Favourite Monster Munch flavour?
Hannah, what I'm trying to say
is... Is no more sexy time.
Well...
It's over.
I don't want you to feel like I'm dumping you, though.
I don't, because you're not.
Because I really want our friendship to continue.
Really, Tom, everything's cool. Cooler than cool.
You sure you're all right about it?
It was what it was. It was great while it lasted, but now the lovely Natasha's on the scene.
Hopefully.
It's not appropriate anymore.
So that's all right?
Totally.
Well, what a relief. Is a hug still appropriate, do you think?
Do you hug your mates?
Sometimes.
Well, if I try very hard to keep myself under control, then I think we can risk it.
Thank you.
Come here, you big divvy.
My suggestion would be, if we do this sort of thing again, perhaps you or Geraldine could attend any location visits by clients, just so we can avoid that sort of miscommunication. Would you agree?
Yes. Yes, I'm sure that's a good idea.
So, well, that was it really, Elizabeth. Unless you had any points you wanted to make?
No. Thank you for coming over.
Oh, you're welcome. Must be very difficult for you, worrying about Freddy on top of losing the licence.
Yes.
How are things with him?
Pretty awful. Oh. If anybody ever tells you prisons are like holiday camps, please tell them they're talking rubbish.
Must be a very challenging environment.
I'm so worried about him.
But, you know, sometimes an experience like this can put things in perspective for a chap. Pulls them up short. Sets them on the right road.
I'd like to believe that.
Freddie may well develop strengths he didn't realise he had.
I do appreciate the thought. You're one of the few people who seem to care, Oliver.
Oh, I'm sure many people do. Your family.
I wish that would...
Elizabeth?
Never mind. It's so hard barely being in touch with him. You know, I have to wait for him to ring me, and then we've only had the briefest of conversations.
When can you visit him again?
Wednesday. And I'm determined to have some good news on the legal front by then.
Good news?
Frankly, it's the only thing that's keeping me going.
I can't stop, I'm afraid, Auntie Chris. I've got a new tenant moving in.
Oh, that's all right.
But I can stay. I need to collect Mum by 12. Justin and I are off to lunch at Les Sueurs.
Ooh, very nice.
Yeah, well, one of his college chums is in the area.
I'm expecting the consultant to come round soon.
Oh, I could come back another time.
Well, actually, I'd rather you were here, Peggy. Sometimes they tell me something and it's only later I realise the questions I should have asked them.
Well, I'll be happy to help in any way. Is there anything I can get you while I'm out?
Oh, you don't want to be chasing round in this weather, Lillian.
Oh, it's no trouble, really.
Well, if you're sure. Please, I wouldn't mind the latest Horse and Hound if you can find it.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Bye, dear. Bye. And how are you today?
Oh, much the same. Frustrated as much as anything.
I've been feeling so guilty.
Why on earth would you feel guilty?
I wish I'd never taken Hilda off Fabrice's hands.
I'm the one who should be feeling guilty.
You?
For worrying everyone so much and putting them to such inconvenience.
No, everyone's perfectly happy to visit you.
It's not now I was thinking of. It's what the future's going to bring.
Shut the door, Dad. It's grim out there.
Yeah, well, tell me something I don't know. What? I only nipped across the yard and I choked me long johns. That's the worst part.
Of what?
The cider club.
What's wrong with it?
Well, you settles down to a conjugal evening with your mates.
Conjugal?
No, not conjugal.
I should hope not. Much as I love Maggie.
Whatever. But when the cider starts working its way through, and pretty soon it needs to pay a visit.
Oh, the farmhouse ain't far.
Just when the weather's like this. Clary ain't that chuffed about getting a regular stream of visitors in varying states of inebriation or looking for the downstairs lad.
She's even less happy with the ones who don't bother to cross the yard.
And can you blame her, really?
Well, I've tried to tell him.
What we need is an end switch.
You what?
Like what you and Clary's got.
You want us to install a bug?
Yeah. To put it in the corner there.
Hey, stop sniffing that glue, Dad, and pass it over here.
Is that the chair what broke?
I told Fat Paul it was never going to hold him.
It was when he started laughing was the problem.
Look, make yourself useful, can you?
Oh.
Sort through them glasses. Throw away any chipped ones.
Oh, folk don't mind the odd crack. Young Freddy Partiter, then, eh?
What about him?
Got what he deserves. Spoiled rich kid. Think they can get away with anything.
Never mind him. I'm more concerned about Appleday. Emma said she'd look after Pin the Maggot, but we still need someone to run the longest apple peel.
What about Edward?
No, he's got a lot on his plate this week. I'm covering for him at Home Farm Friday because of some contracting work what's coming. And he's busy with the chopping and all. He's got high hopes for them ewes he's put in with Peppa Pig.
Well, when he makes it big, maybe he could buy us a carsy, eh?
Yeah, that'll be the day. Although...
What?
I got an idea.
If only I'd just lost the 50,000 everyone thinks. What on earth possessed me to invest the whole proceeds of Woodbine Cottage?
You want to know.
And all my savings. 300,000.
Oh, Chris.
Oh, if I had that nest egg now, I'd have so many more choices.
You really mustn't blame yourself. Fraudsters like Hugo Milling are very plausible. That's how they make their money. Any one of us could have been taken in.
You weren't, Peggy.
No, well...
Jill wasn't, Carol wasn't, just me. And I'm reaping the rewards of being a credulous fool now, aren't I?
Shh, Lillian's back.
Hello again.
Hello.
Did your tenants move in all right?
Yes, yes, all sorted. And here's your magazine, Auntie Chris. Bit damp at the edges, but... Oh,
that's all right. Thank you so much for getting it.
You're welcome. Now, has the consultant been?
Yes.
What did she say?
Oof, I can expect to have, how did she put it? Significant mobility difficulties for months.
Didn't she say weeks?
Oh, weeks, if not months, I think was her exact phrase. And I need extensive rehabilitation.
Right.
But here's the irony. Other than the injury, I'm in quite reasonable medical health.
That's good, isn't it?
Well, yes. Except it means if there's somewhere suitable for me to go, I can expect to be discharged as early as next week.
That quickly? I've told you, Chris. We'll make whatever adaptations are necessary at the lodge so you can come home.
Oh, that's sweet of you. But I just don't see that it's practical.
I'm sure we can manage. The occupational therapist is taking a look at the house tomorrow. We'll sort it out somehow.
Sorry about your carpet.
Cats and dogs out there it is.
Well, I'm sure it'll dry eventually. So?
Yes, what it is, Justin, we've got a proposition for you. Mm. Or tomorrow, or Borchester Land, whatever.
A unique opportunity for you and your cronies.
Business
to
associates.
To support local cultural activities.
Wait. Is this about Apple Day? Because
no,
I have
no,
already...
No. Although it is connected.
You may not be aware of the vital social service performed for the community by the Grange Farm Cider Club.
Social service?
Your missus knows.
Yeah, Lillian could tell you. The counselling which the group offers to them what are experiencing temporary difficulties in their lives.
Oh, many's the bloke that arrived down in the dumps and left high as a kite.
From an emotional and spiritual perspective, like. Oh,
and there was I think it was just a dive where ne'er-do-wells got plastered at bargain prices.
Oh, no. It's an important local amenity.
Is it, Joe?
It's just that the bathroom facilities are a bit primitive. Well... non-existent, really. So we was thinking you might like to sponsor some building works.
We can handle the practicality.
Yeah. We just need you to put up, say, $1,000 for materials.
Yeah, you want me to pay for a lavatory for a bunch of boozers?
Got in one. Oh, he said he was quick to know you.
Surely you should be talking to Oliver Sterling about this. He's your landlord.
Ah, well, Oliver's been very good to us already, so he didn't think it were appropriate.
Anyway, he said no.
But he's happy for us to do the work, as long as we can raise the money. We could... probably get it done for 900 at a pinch.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
7. And we'd make sure you got 4 credits.
Yeah, I do need to get on.
You put up a plaque and everything.
Yeah, I have a luncheon appointment.
Free membership for life?
No! Thank you. But if it'll get you out of my hair...
Yeah?
We do have a job finishing in Borchester, North Road... And there's a portable site toilet that might be looking for a home.
One of them TARDIS things, or they're exactly an inch sweet.
Shut up, Dad. And we can have it.
Yes.
Brilliant.
But I need an absolute assurance from you.
Anything.
No plaques, no publicity, and definitely no membership. This donation is strictly anonymous.
Weeks, if not months.
That's what the consultant said.
And then what?
What do you mean?
Well, how much of a recovery can Auntie Chris realistically expect? Mum?
I had a quiet word with her in the corridor. The doctor.
And?
We need to keep positive for Chris.
Of course.
But with this injury, she may never get back to full mobility.
Oh, I did wonder.
The longer it takes, the more the muscles weaken, apparently.
Unsurprisingly.
And patients lose heart and they don't work so hard.
Of course.
At least once she's home, she can be properly supported.
Mum, maybe at some time in the future it might be possible for Auntie Chris to come back to the lodge, but right now we need to deal with her immediate situation.
That is what I'm dealing with.
No, I mean, with the best will in the world, even with all the adaptations and visiting carers and what have you, I mean, she's going to be so dependent. It will put enormous pressure on you. The toilet arrangements alone.
There are ways around that.
Well, none of them very nice, though.
But what's the alternative?
Well, Tony's been researching nursing homes for rehab care.
Oh.
And there's even a chance we might be able to get her into the Laurels.
No, I'm not sure that's the best answer.
But
we mustn't make a hasty decision. Let's see what social services say.
How on earth can Peggy think that her little cottage is the best option for an 86-year-old woman with a broken hip?
Well, it's what she'd prefer if it was her, I'm sure.
Well, she's got to be realistic, though.
And I think there might be a financial element, Justin.
In what way?
With Auntie Chris having lost that money to Hugo Melling.
And a certain Matt Crawford.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was unfortunate, I grant you. But it left her far from penniless.
Oh, yeah. She must have plenty left.
Well, certainly enough to cover a few weeks in a nursing home. I'm sure you'll make Peggy see sense on this.
I do hope so. Thank you, darling.
Just stating the obvious, really, Lillian.
Well, it's still nice to have your support. Well, we better get off then, haven't we? Oh, what's this? Home Farm Ambridge?
Oh, yes, so those are the options for what BL could do with the place should we acquire it.
Options?
Well, I mean, the baseline is a conversion to apartments.
Surely the baseline should be to keep it as it is. It's such a beautiful family home.
Oh, not much added value in that.
Country club?
Ah, yes, now that's an interesting proposition. The idea would be to leverage the chute and develop the site as a rural pursuit centre. A bar, restaurant, small number of high-quality bedrooms.
You can't do that.
Well, I disagree. The position is right, and I think it would be a very attractive niche offer.
Oh, no. Definitely not.
What?
Corporate headquarters. There is no way you're going to turn the place into offices.
Why not?
Because it would break Jenny's heart. Oh. She can only bear to sell at all because she's clinging to the prospect of it being a home for another family to love.
Well, she can't dictate what will happen after...
This is Martin Gibson's work, isn't it? A nasty, vindictive man.
No, not at all. It was Glenda Belcher who brought the idea to the table. It was she who drew up these proposals. She has no feelings either way about the Aldridges.
You are going to vote against it, though?
Actually, I'm undecided at the moment.
Justin!
But when I do vote, it will be on the basis of what's best for Borchester land. I certainly won't be motivated by the fragility or otherwise of your sister's heart.
Oh, is that so? Well, then, let me make something crystal clear. If you let BL gut Home Farm, I will never forgive you. Think on that while you eat your lunch.
No, but you're coming with me. The table's booked for the three of us.
Oh, well, you better ring Glenda Belcher then, hadn't you? Looks like you two have got a lot in common.
Elizabeth's visiting Freddie today. It's the right track, apparently. At least I was lucky enough to be closer by.
Is she staying nearby?
Don't think so.
That'll be a long day for her then.
I'm sure it'll be worth it. Freddie must really be looking forward to seeing her.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so young, Tom.
And he knows for sure he's going to be there for at least 6 months.
Exactly. And when I was in prison, at least I had the hope I'd be acquitted.
Oh, I know Freddie was stupid, but I do feel for him.
Yeah, me too.
And it'll be pretty horrible for Elizabeth too. All the searching and waiting around and everything. Yeah. Do you think their tea's ready?
Oh, yeah, probably. Shall I?
No, it's all right. Have you heard how things are going at Home Farm? With the sale, I mean.
No movement that I know of. They were house hunting at the weekend, but I don't think they found anywhere they liked.
Well, I might as well do Johnny's.
Yeah, he said he's on his way.
Does it make you feel guilty?
What?
All this trouble in the family. Lillian seems in a terrible state.
What about Auntie Chris?
Yeah, it's a worry, isn't it? But things are going so well for us.
Actually, no, I don't. Not if I'm honest.
Well, that's good.
I've had enough trouble in my own life. Well, yeah, so have you.
True.
And feeling guilty doesn't help anything.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem.
Jazza needed a hand moving an arc. It took a bit longer than we thought.
Well, we've done you a tea.
Oh, you legend.
So, mobile milking parlours. Mum and Dad were both around at lunchtime, so they've seen all this.
Okay.
What did they say?
They thought it was the way forward, but they're happy to leave the final decision to us.
So what have you found?
Well, it's only going to be 30 cows, so obviously we only need a small setup. I thought maybe a 5-10 herringbone.
With a swing over?
Mm-hmm.
So once they've been milked on one side?
Yeah, exactly what it says on the tin. Just swing the clusters over to the other side and carry on. Oh, could you pass the milk?
Sorry. Jeez. How long would it take to milk them all, I mean?
Oh, looking at the figures they quote, I think about an hour and a half, including prep and wash down.
That's not bad.
Found a couple of videos you can look at. A couple of guys in the West Country are using one. Much bigger, but the same idea.
Well, can you send us the links for all this stuff?
Yeah, of course.
And you just milk them out in the field?
Well...
No, it's the big decision, really, along with which model to go for.
Just because it's mobile doesn't mean you have to move it around.
I don't get you.
We could just park it in a barn or in the yard.
It's still much cheaper than a dedicated parlour.
Yeah, but isn't one of the benefits that you don't have to walk the cows in and out twice a day?
You've been talking to Dad, haven't you?
He said there was this guy in the 1920s.
Arthur Hosier.
And he used his system and never brought his cows in.
The thing is, if you're going fully mobile, then you need to buy a mobile generator and a refrigeration unit as well.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think before we can decide either way, we need to see a few in use, don't we? In different setups.
Shall I do some research and fix up some visits?
That'd be brilliant, Helen. Well, it's important we get this right.
So good to see you again, Freddie.
Is it?
Your face looks better. I expect you're starting to get used to things here now, a bit. I'm thinking about you all the time. Can you perhaps try to ring a bit more often?
It's difficult.
I know.
There's always someone waiting to use the phone.
But I would love to hear...
It's not like a polite queue at the village shop, Mum.
No. Well, you know, if you can.
Is Uncle David here again?
No, he... I drove myself this time.
Oh.
He managed to start any work? Or education, maybe?
Education?
Don't they have classes?
Oh, yeah. I could learn to read and write.
Well, maybe you could help the other inmates. You know, with their reading.
Well, yeah, like that's going to work. Oh, hey there, Thicko. Let me show you how superior I am.
They might be grateful.
I'm already the posh weirdo, Mum. I'm not going to do anything to make it worse.
I still think it'd be great to be milking them out in the fresh air.
You might feel differently when it's blowing a gale with horizontal sleet, sludge underfoot, rain dripping down your collar.
Can't be any worse than working with the pigs in the winter, yeah. But yeah, I get you about it needing more kit.
And of course, one of the usual advantages of mobile milking is you cut down the slurry handling problem. But that doesn't apply here because we've already got the reed bed system.
It'd actually be nice to see that being used for what it was intended for, rather than just a wildlife habitat.
I think I can see where this is heading.
Nothing's finalised yet, Johnny.
I'll let you know when I've got some possible sites to visit, and then we can check diaries.
Great stuff. Right, back to the veg boxes for me. If you can get me those extra carrots fairly quickly. I could do with some salad leaves as well.
No sweat, Tom.
All right, see ya.
Bye. Seems happy.
Yeah.
How are things at home, though? Must be difficult for you with him and Hannah not getting on.
Oh, actually,
that sort of thing can be very wearing for everyone.
Last couple of days, it's been fine.
Oh.
No squabbling at all.
Well, that's good. Let's hope it lasts.
Yeah. Right, better get him that veg.
Yep, and I'm needed in the dairy.
I'll see you this evening, then.
This evening?
Yeah, I thought I'd give this karate class a try.
Oh, did you?
Emma did the hard sell on me. Sounds like it could be fun.
Fun? Well, that's one way of looking at it. It seemed like a good idea when Emma came up with it, but I'm not so sure now.
So I've been talking to lots of solicitors. I'm really confident we'll be able to appeal.
Why?
Well, to get you out, of course.
That isn't going to happen, is it?
Of course it is.
I broke the law, Mum, and I'm being punished for it.
No, I'm sure we can fight this. And in the meantime, what about asking to be transferred to the Vulnerable Prisoners Unit?
What?
Wouldn't that be better?
The nonce wing?
Freddy.
You must be joking.
It's not just for that sort of person. It's for ones who are finding it hard to cope.
It doesn't matter what some website says it's for, Mum. If you go there, everyone thinks you're a pedo.
Isn't it worth...
You haven't got a clue, have you?
I'm just trying to help.
Well, you're not. There's nothing you can do to help me. So if you're just going to make stupid suggestions, you shouldn't bother coming again.
Freddie, no.
No, I mean it.
Please.
Don't bother applying for a visit next time because I won't accept it. All right?
Shula?
Evening.
You know this is a karate class tonight.
Oh, yes.
Oh, right. I guess I'm just a bit surprised to see you here, that's all.
I'm a bit surprised myself, Helen. But Emma was very persuasive. When you live on your own, it's good to keep busy.
That's true.
With this and the ringing and getting more hands-on at church, it's good to take some time for myself.
Yeah.
Actually, I've just come from seeing Auntie Chris.
How is she?
Oh, okay. She said the lodge was being assessed today.
Yeah.
With a view to discharging her there soon.
Nobody seems to think that's a good idea.
No, I know.
Except Gran.
Oh. Emma says we need to sign in with the instructor, the sensei or whatnot.
Yes, I've just done that, Johnny. Lee. And who's the assistant chap?
Oh, Bryn. He's great. Right, well, I'd better do that too. Best of luck.
Thanks. I think I'm going to need it. Looks like Robert and I are the oldest here.
There's that guy.
What? Oh, Richard Thwaite. Oh, I've got a few years on him, I'm afraid.
Hiya.
Oh, hello, Josh.
Hey.
Auntie Shula. Didn't expect to see you here.
Life's full of surprises, Josh. Right, will you boys excuse me? I think I'd better do a few stretches before we start, just as a precaution.
Oh, but Lee said we're going to begin with a full physical warm-up.
Yes, even so, I think I'll need all the help I can get.
So you came then?
Yeah, have you seen Bella?
Bella?
Yeah, from Grange Spinney.
No.
Emma promised me she'd sign up, but I haven't seen her yet.
So you're not really interested in karate?
Let's just say I'm more here for the pulling, not the punches.
What are you like?
How's things with you?
Yeah, good. Oh, have you heard? Tom and Helen have decided to get back into milk.
What?
Dairy cows are coming back to Bridge Farm.
When?
Early next year.
Never. What are they smoking?
What do you mean? I think it's great.
They've already got a shot of them once. Now they want to be dairy slaves again.
If anyone's going to be a slave, it's me.
You?
I'm going to be milking them. Well, managing them too.
Oh. Oh, well, it's not so bad once you get into the rhythm. They do take over your life, though.
I'm a bit nervous about it, to be fair. Helen needs top quality milk because she really wants to improve the cheese.
You pick things up quickly. You'll be fine, Johnny.
That's what everyone says. Hope I'm not going to let them down.
Oh, looks like we're starting.
How many left?
8 more.
Oh. Three, two, one. Well done.
Oh,
what's next?
Burpees.
What?
What's a burpee?
Like this.
Oh, how many of those do we have to do?
10.
Oh.
Off you go, Helen. Right. One.
Oh, no, hold on. Okay.
Two. Oh, come on, you two.
We've all done ours.
Oh, you youngsters.
Oh, it's so hard. How are we going to survive a whole hour?
You can do it, Helen.
Johnny, you know you were saying about this dairy job?
Yeah.
Well, if you're a bit nervous, why don't you come over and do the milking with me sometime?
Could I?
Yeah, it'd be a good experience. When I've been milking for yonks, I could give you a few tips.
Oh, that'd be awesome, Josh.
That's if we're both still alive by the end of this class.
Thank goodness the warm-up stopped when it did.
Oh, yes. It was by far the hardest part of the whole class, wasn't it?
Well, I found all of it quite challenging. Especially some of those kicks. It's not easy to keep your balance.
No, I know. Emma seemed to be struggling a bit.
Oh, I do hope she keeps up with it. Kira and Henry were so proud we were giving it a go.
Quite right, too.
And you did ever so well, Shula.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, definitely. You're in better shape than I am.
Well, it's probably the riding.
And all the physical work you do around the stables.
You know, I must admit, I did enjoy it, Helen.
Yeah, so did I, in a funny sort of way.
And the noises you have to make, strangely satisfying.
Oh, sounds like you'll be back for more.
Yeah, I think I might. I'd rather get involved with things I choose than be roped in against my will.
Oh, sounds significant.
I've decided I'm not going to be in Linda's Christmas show.
Oh.
What is it?
Text from Emma. Thanks for coming. I hope you enjoyed it. I feel like I've been run over by a bus. But I'm definitely going next week.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, especially she got it going in the first place.
Hey, is that...
Oh. I'm so glad I've seen you.
Elizabeth.
You all right?
I was on my way to yours. Couldn't bear to go home.
Why? What's happened?
Is it ready?
Oh, Shula. I think I've made everything a million times worse.
The perennial problem of litter came up again. Richard Thwaite suggested we might consider a mass litter pick.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea.
Neil wondered if you could put something on the website to assess the level of interest.
That shouldn't be a problem, Jim. Well, with a simple form to collect email addresses.
That'd be splendid, thank you.
Could you draft up a short announcement for me?
Certainly. I'll try to do it this evening, if possible.
Jenny? Hmm? Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. I didn't know you were here.
Our regular post-parish council meeting.
I see.
Something wrong, darling?
I've just been on the phone to Rory.
He's all right, is he?
He is, yes. It's,
Well, I think that's probably covered my agenda, Jennifer.
Are you sure?
If there's anything else that comes to mind, I'll put it in the email about the litter event.
Oh, it's all right.
I expect you'll want to start cooking supper soon anyway. Good evening, Brian.
Yes, yep. See you, Jim.
Goodbye. Is Rory really all right?
Well, apart from being extremely concerned about something, yeah.
Concerned about what?
He's been told that when Nola Tando was staying with us, she... I can hardly believe I'm saying this.
Well, Brian, what?
She had a drugs overdose.
What? Here?
No, at Lower Loxley. Her birthday party.
Oh, I don't believe
it. Well, this is the worst thing. The stuff she took, Freddie gave to her.
No.
She was rushed to hospital, could have died. Well, that's what he's been told.
Well, I remember she... Well, she did stay out that night and... Well, no, she wasn't at her best when she did come home. Well, I just thought she'd drunk too much.
You didn't know anything about drugs?
No, of course not. And how has Rory found out about this?
From Ben. But he found it hard to believe.
Well, I suppose it may just be a silly story.
He wanted reassurance, I think. I mean, obviously, I told him this is the first I'd heard of it.
Yes. But, well, if it did happen... I mean, if it was serious, and surely the hospital then would have contacted her next of kin.
Good point. Kate! Kate!
Ow!
You all right, Dad?
Ah, those blessed ewes. I was giving them some barley this morning and they nearly had me over.
Oh, they're a greedy mob.
Bang my shin against the feeder.
You need to learn karate, Dad.
Oh, yeah, how did it go?
Yeah, it was all right.
Just all right?
Well, it's not a bad workout, but it's very basic.
Any good against Randy Sheep?
Go on. How much longer do you think the cows can stay out?
Yeah, I've been wondering that. It's even more critical than usual this year.
That summer was ridiculous.
Yeah. We've already gone through much more silage than I'd like.
Do you think we'll have to buy in over the winter?
Quite possibly. But where it's going to come from, I don't know. Mm. There certainly aren't many farms with silage to spare in Borsetshire.
Yeah, Johnny and I were talking about it in the parlour.
How did you do this afternoon?
Not bad. He's done a bit of milking at college, of course.
Right.
He's dead keen, that's for sure.
It's good of you to spend time with him, Josh.
Oh, well, if it helps him when he starts milking at Bridge Farm, then... Oh,
look at him.
What?
Toby. Is he going on a date?
No, I think he's working.
Always seems to be going out nowadays.
That's what he told me.
And when Rosie's sleeping badly, too.
He's schmoozing customers, that sort of thing.
That first flush of enthusiasm for his daughter didn't last long, did it?
Oh, come on, Dad, that's not fair.
Yeah.
Pip understands. He needs to grow his business.
Yeah, yeah.
So it appears that your son very nearly killed our granddaughter.
It wasn't like that, Brian. Oh. Not exactly.
Oh, well, that's what Kate said.
I might have known Kate would blab about it.
Actually, we heard it first from Rory.
Rory?
Who'd heard it from Ben.
And it was Josh who told Ben.
So Josh has been gossiping, has he? Oh.
You're missing the point, Elizabeth. It's not a question of who told whom.
The point is that Freddie was pushing his filthy drugs on a vulnerable young girl.
Yes, and I'd had a tiny bit of sympathy for what he must be going through. But now it looks as though prison is the best place for him.
As for gossip, well, if that's what he's really like, then the more people who know, the better. So when he comes out, everyone can steer well clear of him.
You can't say that. Freddie's in a terrible state.
Good, he deserves to be.
And it was half Nolitandu's fault anyway.
What? How on earth do you make that out?
Freddie explained to me, Jennifer. I've been through all this with Kate. He told her to only take a quarter of the pill. If she'd done that...
It doesn't matter how much she took. They were dangerous illegal drugs.
Yeah, but if she'd
all
done...
All I can say is thank God this place has lost its licence. So that's the sort of thing you let go on here. It should be shut down completely.
I had no idea it was happening.
That's just as bad.
And now you're excusing it.
Anyway, it's rich for you to come in here and start criticising me for my son's actions.
Well, you're responsible.
Yeah, and what about Kate?
What about her?
All the stuff she used to get up to, right under your noses.
This isn't about Kate.
You're nothing but hypocrites, the pair of you.
How dare you?
Just get out.
What?
I mean it, and take your bigoted attitudes with you.
I was struck by how little they must see of Rory during term time.
Yeah, the occasional exeat, I suppose.
Made me wonder if sending you away to school was the right thing to do.
I know you meant well. Right. Could you drain these broad beans and refresh them under cold water?
Ah, it would be my pleasure.
And then take the skins off half of them.
Just half?
Yep, the unshelled ones cooked with the meatballs, and we add the shelled ones at the end.
I see. I must say, Alistair, my diet has certainly become more exotic since you moved in.
Well, you can thank Fiona for this one. She bought me the book.
Will Jazza be joining us for supper?
I'm not sure. His ears pricked up when I said meatballs, but when I described the rest of the dish, he didn't look so keen.
He seems to be eating even more cakes and sweets since he gave up smoking.
If he's really given up.
Yes. The occasional dog end continues to appear in the garden. And I still haven't forgiven him for stealing my gladioli. My prize-winning gladioli.
Well, give the chap a break. We've all done daft things when we're love-struck.
No, not sure I ever did.
I bet if you think hard enough, you'd remember a few.
Well, yes, you may be right. One or two.
There you are.
Elizabeth!
What the hell do you mean, spreading gossip about Freddie?
About
Nolitando having an overdose.
Well, she did.
I'm sick to the back teeth of this family. Not only am I not getting one iota of support, but now everyone's going around making things 10 times worse.
But she took one of Freddie's pills.
Josh, cool it. This isn't helping.
It's not like it's a big secret. Everyone knows about it.
Everyone seems to have forgotten that blood's meant to be thicker than water.
It's all over social media.
Well, of course it is if you keep spreading it around.
Hey, it's not just me, you know.
Elizabeth, look, I know you're upset, but it does not sound like Josh is the bad guy here.
But if he...
Elizabeth.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
You're right, I shouldn't blame you, Josh. If everyone knows anyway... No. Just so worried about Freddie.
I know.
I imagine it'll be all the usual Appley activities.
Oh, yes. It doesn't change much from year to year. Joe was trying to persuade me to resurrect the Identify Your Apple variety stall. Oh. I had to tell Joe that my pomaceous expertise is insufficient to the task.
Oh, you could give it a good go, though, Dad.
Unless I could be sure of 100% success rate, I wouldn't feel comfortable.
Once a professor, always a professor, eh?
I do have a certain reputation in the community. It'd be a shame to see it tarnished over an obscure fruit.
Huh.
I did say I'd give a hand gathering the windfalls at the end of the day, though.
I could probably help with that, too.
Oh, excellent.
You know, I was saying the other day...
about moving out.
Yes?
I'm very sorry, but it seems like I might have been getting ahead of myself.
Really?
I've had another look at how the financing for the practice is going to be scheduled. I think it'd be prudent for me to stay on here a little longer.
Well, how much longer?
Well, until Christmas at the earliest.
So I'll be sharing my kitchen with you for several more months.
Well, I hope that's not too inconvenient.
And we'll be forced into continuing brunches at the tea room.
We don't have to.
Alistair, you can stay as long as you like.
Oh.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you.
Now, perhaps you can help with a clue that stumped me.
I'll do my best.
Fellowship got around sleep inducer near Monster's Realm. 12 letters.
They said such horrible things, David.
They were shocked, I expect, and upset.
But it was like that was how they really felt about me and Freddy. It was awful.
Here you are, Aunt Elizabeth.
Oh, thank you.
I'll put it down here.
It's really kind of you, Josh. I'm sorry about earlier.
Oh, that's all right. I'll go and watch something in my room.
Well, I don't want to drive you out.
No, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
You know, everyone's feelings are running high. It's only to be expected. And I know the other day it might have seemed as if Kenton and I were being hard on Freddie, but we were just catching up with the full situation. And that's like Brian and Jennifer today, by the sound of it.
And I overreacted with you. I wish I'd said yes to us both travelling up to see him again.
Well, never mind about that
God,
now.
It was ghastly. And coming back on my own as well.
Yeah. Is there anything else I can do to help?
Actually, there is something.
Yeah?
I've been researching how to appeal.
But, he pleaded guilty, didn't he?
Against the sentence.
Oh.
But we've only got a fortnight to lodge it. Otherwise, it's too late.
Right.
I've been talking to solicitors, but they're all so unhelpful.
In what way?
Well, they keep saying there's no point, as if 12 months is fair punishment.
Okay.
So I'm moving on to these no-win, no-fee firms.
Oh, I see.
Perhaps if you've got a bit of time, you could approach some of them for me.
Oh, well, no, I could, obviously. But if all these lawyers are saying the same thing...
I just need to find the right one, that's all. We've got to get Freddie out of that vile place as quickly as possible.
All right. Well, I suppose I'll... But I'll see what I can do.
People have been very good about visiting.
Oh, that's good to hear.
If anything, I'm almost seeing more people here in the hospital than when I'm at home.
I'm sorry I haven't been able to come over sooner, Chris.
Oh, don't you worry about that.
Been up to my ears with the maize harvest.
I know how busy you are, Adam.
Well, it's always a bit of a nightmare.
Is it finished now?
Yes, thank goodness.
All safely gathered in?
Anyway, never mind about me. What's the situation here?
Oh, a bit of a nightmare of my own, to be honest.
Oh, really?
The doctors say that at the moment I need 24-hour care. So the occupational therapist has decided that the lodge isn't appropriate, not without lots of adaptations.
Mm. Well, presumably you were expecting that.
Yes, it's no great surprise. So what they're recommending is that I go into a nursing home for a little while. That'll allow time for all the work to be done and then I can move back in.
I see.
They've put me on the waiting list for a place to become available.
How long's the wait likely to be?
Well, that's impossible to say. Because, morbid though it sounds, it depends on people dying.
Oh, of course.
And that's very difficult to predict.
Yes.
But the thing is, I'm medically fit to leave hospital now, or at least fairly soon.
Oh, well, that's good. You're obviously made of tough stuff. Those famous Archer genes.
Oh, I should be pleased, shouldn't I? But it means I feel I should really come up with some alternative rather than just lying here waiting. I don't want to be one of those bed blockers you read about.
I just wish I could offer some practical help.
Oh, you shouldn't worry yourself about it, Adam. Peggy and the others are coming over later to discuss it all. I'm sure you've got plenty of things you need to attend to.
Well, yes, I do need to get back soon. Check on progress.
Oh, it's good of you to spare the time.
Oh, not at all. But we've had to fit an extra job in, spraying off some black grass on the winter barley.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the thing is, Ed's doing some of his contracting work today, so his dad's standing in for him.
You can see for yourself, Adam. I've just got this field to do now.
Ah, you've made good progress. Well done.
Well, it ain't rocket science, is it? Just a bit of spraying.
You'll definitely be finished this afternoon, then.
Oh, yeah, a couple of hours max, I reckon. Barring breakdowns.
Oh, well, please, don't tempt fate, Eddie.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'll give it 48 hours for the glyphosate to take effect. Yeah, and then I'll get back in to redrill the barley.
Oh, I can do that if you want. I'm free Sunday.
No, I'll handle it myself, thanks.
Oh, fair play. Adam?
Yeah?
Could I ask a favour?
Well, you can always ask.
When I'm done here, could I borrow your flatbed trailer just till tomorrow?
Yes, I suppose so. What do you want it for?
Ah, well, that's a bit awkward. It's a secret, like.
A secret?
Someone's doing us a favour, but he wants to keep quiet about it.
Quiet? Because?
Oh, it ain't nothing dodgy or strictly legal.
Yeah, it may be legal, but is it moral? Home Farm really can't afford any more scandal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Straight up, Scout's Honour.
Oh, all right, then.
Yeah, you're a star. I'll get it back to you in the morning.
Fine, just leave it where you found it.
Not very impressive, is it?
Hello to you too.
Afternoon, Eddie.
All right.
I reckon the black grass density in some of this barley must be close on 500 plants a square metre.
Which is why we're putting it right, Brian.
I've nearly finished the spraying.
And I'm going to redrill in a couple of days.
But this is all duplicate work. You've done it once already.
Now, I am aware of
that. Why don't you get it right the first time?
These things happen
if
sometimes.
If you hadn't been in such a tearing hurry to get the crop drilled, we'd have saved all this unnecessary expense.
Brian.
Gonna knock several grand off our bottom line, you know that.
But this is not the time.
Shall I?
I agree it's not as we'd have wished, but we're dealing with it, okay?
I'll crack on, shall I?
Yes, please, Eddie.
Oh, right, you are.
In fact, we've all got work to do. So, Brian, if you wouldn't mind.
You must see now, Mum. There's no way Auntie Chris can come here in the short term. You know what they said after the inspection. Her care needs are going to be significant, and you certainly can't take on that responsibility.
I'm not the important one in this.
You're just as important as her.
She's the one who's broken her hip.
And it isn't going to do her recovery any good if she can see it's making you ill in the process.
I'm all right.
It's going to be enough of a strain having builders in to make the adaptation she'll need, let alone once she eventually moves back. If she moves back.
Of course she'll move back.
Well, let's just park that for a while, shall we?
If we must.
Our priority's got to be right now. The OT says Auntie Chris needs 30 days in a nursing home, and the Laurels has confirmed there's a place available. As far as I can see, it's a no-brainer.
I'm not so sure, Lillian.
I can't see what the problem is. We know how good the care is there.
Oh, yes, it's an excellent home. The staff were always lovely with Jack.
And it's on the doorstep. It's even closer than the hospital, so it'll be easy for you and the rest of us to visit.
Yes.
And it's in no one's interest for Auntie Chris to be taking up a hospital bed until some council-organised place can take her.
She might not have a very long wait. We don't know.
But even if it is relatively quick, it'll probably be miles away. And we don't want her to be lonely, do we? You know how she's enjoyed having lots of visitors. It's kept her in touch with the village.
Yes.
The Laurels is a luxury nursing home, for goodness sake. Not some prison like Freddy's in.
No, you're right, Lillian. It is the best option.
So you agree?
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
But I need to be the one to tell her. On my own.
Okay, if you like.
Yes, please. Oh, that'll be Tony.
Well, that's good timing.
You can still collect me later.
Yep, as arranged.
Good.
And I think in the meantime, I'll pop over to Home Farm and bring Jenny up to date.
So she is going to the Laurels, then?
For the time being. Yeah, she can have her rehab care there, physio and that sort of thing.
What, actually at the Laurels?
Yeah, yeah. And she can be ferried to hospital appointments as necessary. And that's exactly the sort of reason why she needs to be in a proper home. Oh. All those transfers, in and out of bed, in and out of vehicles. It's a specialist job.
Yeah, Peggy needs to be kept right away from anything like that. Well done, Lillian.
While Auntie Chris is being looked after properly, it gives us time to think about what to do with the lodge.
Mm. How long's she going in for?
30 days, initially at least.
A month in the Laurels? Mm. Oh, that's going to cost a tidy sum.
Well, at least she can cover it, even if it goes on for longer, which I hope for her sake it doesn't. As Jenny said, it might eat into Peter's inheritance a bit. Well, that's life.
Ah.
Oh, afternoon, darling.
Hello.
Just bringing your mother and Brian the latest on Auntie Chris.
I see.
But I'm on my way out. I need to pick Mum up from the hospital.
Okay.
Nice to see you.
And you.
Bye, Brian.
Hello. Give my love to Chris.
I will.
What do you think you were playing at earlier?
I beg your pardon?
How dare you criticise my work in front of paid staff? It's totally unacceptable.
Well, I'm sorry, Adam, but if I notice that you're mishandling things, then I'm afraid I'm duty-bound to speak up. And you must admit it was a pretty big mistake.
I don't admit anything of the sort. It was a small timing error.
With a substantial knock-on effect. And it's not the only one you've made recently.
Is that surprising, given what I've had to deal with this year? It's amazing anything got done at all when we've had to spend so much time sorting out your mess.
All I'm saying
I'm talking now, Brian. Yes, I've made a couple of mistakes this year. They might cost us a few thousand. But how you've got the gall to even bring them up when you nearly wrecked the entire business.
I wouldn't say I wrecked...
Millions you've cost us. Millions. And not only that, but Mum's being forced to leave the home she's poured her heart and soul into.
Selling the house was her choice.
A choice she only had to make because you fouled things up so royally. And it's because of that that I'm running things now. So, if you want to be useful around here, go and feed the hinds. Otherwise, you need to find yourself a hobby or something. I don't care what it is. Just keep out of my way.
That's it. Another fudge.
Eddie?
Perfect.
Eddie?
Oh, hiya, Lillian. How's it going?
What on earth are you doing with that?
It's all right. Adam said I could borrow it.
No, I don't mean the trailer. I mean the site toilet. That's Borchester land property, surely.
This is the loo that Justin's given us.
Sorry?
For the cider club. He agreed to it Tuesday.
Well, Justin is giving the cider club a portable loo.
Haven't you heard?
No.
Whoops. Looks like you really wanted to be anonymous. I thought he'd have told you, though.
Well, actually, he and I haven't been... Well, actually, now you mention it, I think he did say something. Must just have slipped my mind.
Gonna come in really handy, this, Will.
Yeah, well, I've had a lot to think about this week.
Very convenient, if you get me drift.
Auntie Chris and other things.
Yeah, well, no problem. Probably best to forget I said anything.
Yes.
Oh, send Christine our regards, won't you?
I will.
Clary thought she'd try and visit this weekend.
If she waits until after Monday, she'll be able to see her at the Laurels.
Oh, is that the plan, then?
Yes, it is. As long as Mum can persuade her. Now, you must realise I'd have done anything to have you come straight back to the lodge.
I know you meant well, Peggy, but it was obvious that wasn't going to be possible, even before the inspection.
But we'll still get you back home as soon as we can. The report listed all the work that needed doing.
Oh, it's going to be such a faff for you, though.
Oh, I'm sure I can put Lillian in charge of the workmen. She's used to that sort of thing.
But the disruption. Oh, surely it would be better to wait until I've recovered properly and then see what needs doing.
Actually, I've been thinking now's a good time anyway. I may well need those rails and ramps myself soon.
Oh, but...
And downstairs facilities are always useful.
Well, all right, if you're sure.
But for the present, it's clear you need to spend a short time in a nursing home.
Exactly.
So?
So, I'm going to have to ask Peter to do some research.
Tony's already...
I need to find somewhere reasonably priced. I know it might not be near Ambridge, and I know that means people might not be able to visit very often, but beggars can't be choosers.
No, Chris.
I'll just have to cut my coat according to my cloth.
We found a room for you at the Laurels.
Oh, Peggy,
and
I can't...
You must take it.
Oh, you know that's way beyond my price range.
I'm going to pay.
Mm. No.
Yes, I made you a promise after you lost that money that if ever it came to this sort of situation, I would cover your costs.
Well, it's very generous of you, but I
and
can't...
And I meant every word. I won't take no for an answer, Chris. It's time for me to keep that promise.
This is the BBC.
Hello, I'm Elvin Bragg, and just before you go, I wanted to let you know about another podcast from the BBC that I think you might like. It's called In Our Time, and each week, three expert academics join me to discuss ideas from culture, science, history, philosophy, religion. At the end of each podcast, there's more discussion we couldn't fit into the live programme. To subscribe to In Our Time, go to your usual podcast provider, search for In Our Time, click subscribe, and you can enjoy the programme and that extra content every week.